your boy, 6 motherfucking pounds, is back with the legendary Jake Brown is here, finally. Jake, you should talk into that microphone. It'll do wonders.
Hi, Ellis.
Why is Jake Brown not loud enough? Talk again, Jake.
Check 1, 2.
Check. We've got Jake Brown in the house, we've got Danny Way in the house, Pierre-Luc Gagnon in the house, and Dave Duncan.
Checking all the cunts.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
Skateboarding is in the Jason Ellis show. If anybody wants to talk to Jake Brown, 866 Yo Faction, if you want to ask Danny about why he has a dead person ligament in his leg. And Pierre-Luc, you want to ask him why he's French, but people still like him.
Do that too. Good one.
And if anybody wants to ask Dave Duncan, what's it like to snort a line of coke as long as your leg? the number is 866 Yo Faction. He'll tell you exactly what it's like.
And he has the answers.
You got the answer to that one too.
I might. I don't recall the answer to that. I blacked out halfway through the line. So anyway, Jake Brown, the first question we have to ask Jake, what was it? What's the last thing you remember and the first thing you remember about your slam? Sorry to do it to you, but you gotta do it.
Last thing was, take this one like a man.
So you remember, you say you remember when you shot out and you knew, and you're on your way to the flat to explode. You remember that?
Yeah.
You do, really?
Yeah, I was coming down, the transition just kept disappearing and the flat was coming at me. I was like, fuck, man, you're going to get fucked up on this one.
Ain't no escaping that shit.
But you didn't go into shock or anything. You just said, like, what's the best way to handle it? Or did you think about maybe just trying to land on your feet? Like, what was the call? Because did you let yourself rotate, or was it just happening to land on your back like that?
No, I turned around so I'd take it to the back of the dome.
You did do that.
That's seriously the smartest thing you could have done. Save your face.
And there's two major slam.
Save that fancy grill ears, Jake.
Nah. Two major slam possibilities on the Mego is hitting the flat and hitting the coping. And Ellis is a big
survivor.
Yeah, I lost
slam.
A piece of my ass.
Yeah, I was there for that.
That was just as brutal as my one, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like yours might have been just a tad more brutal there, champ.
Hitting the coping and then hitting the flat sucks, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying my slam didn't suck, but, I mean, if I had taken that slam in the X Games, I might have been almost as famous as you, but your one was just pure, because it's just so far, dude. Like, I fell maybe 14 foot and then the coping. You fell 45 feet. You didn't hit the coping, but it's still 45 feet beats 14.
So he gets the gold medal for mega slams. You got the silver right now.
I'll take a silver.
Yeah, you got silver.
I'll take a bronze for the fucking for the wall.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Then all three of us are like.
Danny's definitely
over the gap slam. He's got the best over the gap slam.
Damn, dude, break your ankle and then step back up and make the jump the next day. Wow.
I'm due next.
I feel like everybody should turn their phones off. I feel like cancer is running through my forehead right now.
I got Luska calling in right now.
Luska.
Silver medal street.
Oh, yeah. Streaker. Luska
gold. Luska's calling my phone.
You've got the same phone as me. Fucking cancer phones.
Cancer
phones. When someone's calling, it's like, ding, 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 ding,
fucking just one.
Fridge starts shaking, my car turns off and on.
My phone's a vibrate. I like to vibrate. I was put right here between my legs.
Duncan's got a vibrator.
People who don't know who Dave Duncan is, has been a professional skateboarder for how long? When 20 years,
87.
87, he turned pro, and now Duncan is the announcer for all skateboard events. He's the voice that you hear when you go to watch this contest. Dave, what was the most exciting thing you saw at the X Games this year, of course, besides Jake Brown?
Man, the street session was insane. The gnarliest street session I've probably ever seen with Chris Cole, Greg Lutzka, Jeremy Rogers, P-Rod, Sheckler, Andrew Reynolds.
Rogers.
I mean, the list goes on. Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah, Jeremy Rogers, I said that one, but whatever. And the vert stuff was nuts. Sean White finally got his first gold.
Me and Jake Brown are going to go oxycodone.
Yeah, we just did that one already, too.
Oxycodone
and oxycontin are different.
Two a piece, mate. It's a casual vibe.
Chew those things. Wow. Chew them up. Like
yeah, so... Pretty crazy. The youth are coming up these days with Sean White taking the gold.
Oxycodone lodged in my fucking neck part.
It's nice when you chew those up and they stick in your teeth for a little while afterwards.
Nice and chalky.
Easier on the stomach, though.
Yeah, Sean White's amazing, dude. I gotta say that.
Hey, that monster party was pretty awesome. That was a good time.
When do you think Sean White's
got second in the contest right here?
Yeah, I was in first until it took his last round.
You know, if you hadn't fallen off on the gnarly heel flip three, you would have won. You would have beat Sean White's ride.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I think
positive.
So, yeah, for sure.
Positive.
Yeah,
you had
Sean
it.
Sean White
was
right at the buzzer. Somehow they counted amazing it. Fucking run. But
Jones was sick.
He only did one. Oh. He did one nose grind in his run, which we're all advocates of the lip. So.
Oh, that wasn't a nose grind. That was a 50-50. He went for a nose grind and both trucks hit. That was actually the two funniest things in his ride. He cannot do a fucking lip trick to save his life. Like, that
much
kid is the most fucking retarded lip trick dude on the planet. It just so happens that in the air, he's the greatest thing that's ever touched a vert ramp.
From a couple guys here that can lay down some of the most stylish frontside grinds in the business.
He straight up safety danced on a nose grind and it turned into a 50-50 with his feet off. Like, it actually made it harder than what it was. I was like, dude, did you just ollie into a 50-50 and try to make us think that was a nose grind?
What else did he
get
do?
Get some sketch points.
There was two lip tricks. He did a 5-0 grind as well, which it's just so funny because you can see him prepare for it. But when he does a 720, you don't see him set up for it.
He might have done a blunt to fakie, too, on top of that.
Yeah, he did a blunt to fakie.
Which is really something that you don't really want to bring up. I mean, it's just a fucking standard blunt to fakie. What fucking year are we living in here?
Yeah, most kids can do that.
Blunt to fakie got done in 1988.
I did a blunt to fakie on the Mega Ramp. Biggest blunt to fakie ever done. Me,
yeah, that was pretty tight.
Did you hear me fucking wailing on about it? Except for right now?
Except for right now.
So Danny, you're in charge of the Jake Brown posse now. I noticed that
I railroaded Jake Brown posse into my buddy Joe Davis ruler.
Who's Joe Davis?
He's one of my good friend, legend business. Oh, we have a little bit, a couple business ventures going. Ignition.
He's the owner of a Phantom Rolls Royce that we're rolling in right now.
He owns like 20 cars. He's very successful business.
So now Jake, his agent is your agent.
He's been there for Jake. Daryl Franklin has always been open arms for Jake and just whatever he needs. And Jake at this time needs a lot of assistance. So
do you feel that Jake Brown is possibly the greatest athlete on the planet right now?
I think Jake Brown finally got the spotlight he deserves. He's always been just as hard. I mean, he's been going as hard and as crazy as always forever.
Yeah.
And they always have the favorites, ESPN and all these people. They always pick their little, the guys that they want to make stars and. And Jake has always had the short end of the stick in that department, and we talked about it before the contest went down, and we had a bunch of conversations going on saying, this is your time to shine, and this is the one, and it worked.
I think maybe that ESPN doesn't like
slam that bird.
ESPN doesn't like Jake as much as say a Bucky or a Bob, because Jake, you say fuck and cunt way too much to be like the golden boy.
Yeah, they can't get you up for an interview, and you're like, fuck you, cunt.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it now, though.
But I'm serious. You can drop fucking cunt whenever you want.
Yeah,
you
can drop
cunt all day long now.
Fuck yeah, you can. I love the show.
So how do you feel?
The question
I need to ask everybody here, Pierre, Luke, and everybody, how do you feel about, like, when people watch it on TV, when Jake slammed what Bob Burnquist did in after the ride and all that kind of stuff. Do you think that he did the right thing, or do you think there was anything creepy about that? I've just heard certain people say certain things about it, but I would rather hear you guys.
I heard the tears for Jake as he dropped in. That's what the people at Starters told me. He was in tears for Jake.
Bob did get a rerun, too, so I don't think he should have taken that last
run. Yeah, he had six runs. Yeah, someone else had five.
He ended up getting the next run. He got one more run than anybody else did.
Because when they introed him, Live of the World, the motorcycles were going at the same time, and he claimed it distracted him because he fell in the quarter.
But didn't you, Pierre, get told to stop as you rolled in for one of your rides?
Yeah, I was dropping in, Harper was like, don't go. So he fully threw me off, and they wouldn't give me a rerun. But then some biker, I guess, started his bike while Bob was going down.
No, there's six of them were doing it during the show.
Six of them.
Yeah, it was like a big Introduction to the World show.
I mean, I think that even if Jake would have, got the award that he deserved, I mean, it's arguably, there's an argument who should have won that contest.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, if he would have just cleanly won the contest and got the gold medal, I still don't think that people would have given him the respect that he's getting right now. I mean, Jake just got to show how gnarly of a true skateboarder, how gnarly of a true mental case he is.
Yeah.
And that's a big aspect of... what Jake's
everybody
about.
Could roll away from tricks, but to take that slam and walk away, dude, you got angels looking after you.
If anybody's just tuning in, we got pro skateboarder Jake Brown here. You might have seen him at the X Games taking the world's greatest slam ever in any sport. Pierre Luc, X Games silver medalist and bronze medalist this year.
Yeah.
Always winning. And of course, Danny Way, the inventor of the Mega Ramp, so he's entirely responsible for Jake Brown's slam. and Dave Duncan. You know, Jake, that right before, I don't know if you remember, but, after you made your ride And then you had one more ride to go, and Bob was trying his that rodeo thing. I said to you, I was like, don't give up. Don't give up on that last ride. Do the same. Whatever you thought to make that McTwist, keep that same headset and do that seven, because motherfucker is not going to give up. He's trying to take your title. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could tell Bob had, you know, I mean, he was trying to bump you out. Yeah. And then when you slammed on that, you know what I mean? Because I didn't. Two things happened. When you went in the air, I thought I could have run out and caught you.
Yeah, you said that.
Because he was out there so long. I was on the flat, and I was like, part of me was, I wanted to grab him, but the other part was like, I don't know, maybe he's going to land on the transition, and I'm going to land in front of him and make a fucking fool out of myself. Because it was hard for me to believe that you were going to land where you were going to land. I was like, is he going all the way to the flat? And then I was like, oh, I should catch him. You know what I mean? And then you landed, and you were like, you were like, not,
shoes off,
dude, you weren't
out.
Even moving, dude. You weren't even breathing.
Snoring.
We should definitely try to come up with some sort of...
I felt something like that ever in my life. I was on the other side of the ramp, and I felt it shake, you know? And I had tears in my eyes. Like, no bullshit at all.
I thought he was dead. I thought we lost him.
I swear to God, I had tears in my eyes, dude. That's how gnarly of a slam it was.
I threw my headphones down and said I quit. I can't take it. I just went through the Stephen Murray thing 2 months ago in Baltimore, where he's paralyzed now. You know,
that's
from the neck
truth,
down for trying to double back on the BMX. And now Jake, I thought for sure he'd be in a wheelchair parallel. I'm like, I threw my headphones on, I quit. I can't take two at one time like that.
Yeah, I think people should realize, I mean, after watching it, I was freaked out, but I was trying to, you know, I mean, the medic was telling me to talk to you, so I was trying to talk to you. And when you look, when you finally came to, your eye moved and saw me. So I was trying to be, I was like, just be calm, man. Do you remember
trying
me talking to
you? Trying to be cool about it or whatever?
Yeah, like I was trying to make it look. Seem like whatever would happen would not be a big deal, like you'd be fine.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's all good, man, just fucking, you know, listen to the medic or whatever. And you're like, fuck, I just want to fucking move my head. I'm like, no, man, just don't move your head, just stay, just talk to me. You with me, Jake? You with me? And you're like, yeah, mate, I'm good. And I was like, all right. But I didn't, when I watched it the next night, when I got back to the hotel the next day, then they had it on TV.
The replay?
That was, because I was just trying to, I mean, I was just in your world when you slammed. When I watched it on TV, that fucked me for like half an hour. I was like, that completely fucked me, because I didn't it didn't look to me what it, on TV. I was like, oh my, you know what I mean? Like, you fucking should have died.
Yeah, the more I watch it on TV, the sore I get.
When you watch it, is it hard for you to watch?
It's like, I watch it and they're like, oh, my back hurts.
Because of whiplash.
Because the last couple of times when I see them play that clip and I watch you in the air, but then when you're about to hit, I can't look at it anymore. I look away. Can you look at it?
I definitely. You can see the neck. It looks like it almost breaks off.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you had two broken legs.
Yeah, you could have broken your neck.
For sure. Exactly. Broken legs, broken back.
I was sure my legs are broken, especially when you saw the shoes fly off. I was like, there's no way his legs are.
Two broken ankles for sure.
You got everyone out there, you're taking photos of fucking Lindsay Lohan and what she fucking had for breakfast, when the fucking sickest cunt of all time is sitting right next to me, and you never take a fucking photo of him at all. Oh, you fucking, where's the paparazzi following Jake Brown around? I want to fucking read in TV Week what Jake Brown had for fucking breakfast this morning.
That's right.
You want to hear about a fucking blackout story?
Oxycontin.
Yeah. Check out Jake Brown fucking doing Oxycontins and,
you're gonna be drinking some voo here in a minute.
Yeah, dropping the worst fucking beats you've ever heard in your fucking life. In his hotel room at the Standard.
He does travel his turntables, I'll give him that.
No, that's what he's got, dude. 866 Yo Factionman wants to speak to Jacos. First of all, I have one question that cause someone wanted to ask. After your slam, does your dick still work?
I haven't tried jerking off, but it took me a while to piss.
So you're saying you haven't dropped, since the slam, you have not dropped a load?
No.
So your lady didn't take care of you on Saturday after?
I got a, look at this, man. I got a pocket put, it's a...
That might come in handy.
Cock
literally.
Maybe you should run to the bathroom.
go in the bathroom, give it a going over, tell me if your dick still works.
Jake gets a silver medal and a pocket pussy. Yeah,
is this a present?
It's the least I can do for you, I guess.
You got a couple action of those things?
Hey, Danny, why are you looking for
this
one?
This one's got real sucking action.
Has it?
Yeah, look.
That thing sucks is what it does.
It's like an Andy McDonald of pocket pussies. I'm just kidding. I love Andy.
That's amazing.
He's right. He just can't ride the Plan B ramp anymore.
Anyway, let's take some phone calls. Yo, you're the faction. Jake Brown, Danny Way, Pierre Luke, Dave Duncan. That's not the guy you want. Yo! Motherfucker.
Alex.
Yeah, mate.
Dude, that fucking trick was awesome. That 720 before he wrecked.
Yeah, it was.
I was pissed off about fucking Sean White winning that thing. Winning the vert thing.
Well, why are you pissed off about it?
Thanks, appreciate it.
We were all pissed off about that, man.
I thought it was all right. I thought it was a justified victory. I'm just saying, man, if Pierre-Luc had made his ride, he wouldn't have won.
Because
he safety danced, too. He missed on that. He didn't do the heel flip, innie to fakie.
I mean,
he safetied a couple of tricks.
For a guy saying we're supporting that song, Sean White
win
like you
was. Flippy tricks.
What's that?
Say that again?
We got hosed on the flip tricks with Sean White up there.
Hey, he didn't lay down a proper alley-back Smith and fucking with some style, dude. That's a major discredit to points, dude.
Yeah, well,
I definitely got to apologize for not holding it down for skateboarding, you know, letting the snowboarder win the freaking vert contest. Pretty
disappointed
about that. But
didn't he call Bucky an old man recently or something, too?
He called Bucky an old man?
Are you kidding
me,
dude?
That's what Bucky said.
He's lucky I wasn't in it. I would have flown off the side of the ramp into the ground.
All you cunts doing stupid shit, landing back on the ramp. Check out this shit. What I like to do is just fly off and land in the crowd, fucking get extra points.
I would have made
points. Next year I might just hang a hard left off the jump, dude.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Call it a day.
I might just fucking, like, just pound a fucking jar of Vicodins and just shoot off the side to fucking Gloryville.
Make sure you get
fucking
this
run over some of the fucking paparazzi.
Yeah, zoom in on me, Perez Hilton. Going for the double back off the side of the quarter pipe. Fucking lights on my shirt, motherfuckers.
Lights out, bitches.
I'll drop in with no shoes on, just to make sure when I slam I got no shoes left.
We gotta get Weez on that thing, dude. Do the first naked jump.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. Later.
866 Yo Faction. If you want to talk to Jake Brown about his slam.
I got a question, real quick.
He's here. Wait.
This girl I know is trying to call, but she said she goes straight to a machine. Is that right?
Yeah, it's because I can't answer as many. Okay. Tell her to keep calling. Every now and then there's a window.
Just checking.
Yo, you're in a faction.
Hey, yo, what's up, Jake?
Jake,
what's going on?
Hey, hope you're feeling all right, bro. Hey, just wanted to say that skateboarding is going to be on the map, you know, regardless of the fall. You guys, you know, Ellis and Bucky and Hawk and all you guys, it's going to be there. And ever since X Games has been around, dude, I think everyone's showing it more respect. I just don't hear as much anymore about people talking shit about skaters, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of back in the day, kind of high school stuff. You guys don't have anything to prove, you know what I mean? Back in, everyone was a poser when they first got started, and the ones who are pro and making it to X Games now, qualifying or not, you guys assisted in kind of putting it down, and, you know, I think everybody kicks ass. Y'all are doing a hell of a job, and I don't think y'all have anything to prove.
Well, respect, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you for the respect. We like people talking
like
shit on us.
There's a couple of thinkers out here every now and then. From time to time. I mean, you get the occasion. How do you stick your dick in my chick's ass? You give him my phone number, mate.
That guy's cool.
Yeah. Hey, yo, you're in a faction.
Hello?
Yeah, mate. You're in a faction with Jake Brown, Danny Way, Pierre-Luc, and Dave Duncan.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, ask Jake if he gets any girls because of that fall.
He's listening to you, dude. You ask him.
Should have said mad bitches, mate. Fuck.
Well, last night,
you getting a lot of bitches though.
He was. Yeah, definitely.
Every bitch wants a photo.
Fuck a photo. They want a fucking face shot is what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I can take it that level.
I'll take a photo. I'll take a photo of my load on your face, you cow.
Take a photo of this.
Those shots are coming. They're coming quick. They're coming soon.
Hold me dick while I take a photo of you. All right, dude. Thanks for the call. So, are the ladies? Have you seen any ladies like of another caliber coming in?
I've noticed an increase in ladies.
How many shows have you been on so far since the slam? What have you done? What sort of TV have you done?
Fuck, man, starting to lose count. Like,
you couldn't count before that.
2:30 in the morning, Jake. 3:30 in the morning last night. What were you doing?
I was doing the Today Show and Good Morning America at the same time this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Are you going to be on Letterman or something?
Yeah, straight from the bar, straight to the hotel, straight to the interview.
I don't know. What's up with Letterman? He's next, yeah.
Yeah, let's go get on Letterman.
Leno?
Fuck Leno.
I want to be on Conan's show. That dude's funny.
Yeah, on Conan.
He's sick.
Skate with him.
Does he skate?
But you should teach him how to.
He used to write The Simpsons.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You guys can talk about that, and then you can do some more oxycodones or whatever. Do you think you'd do Ashley Simpson?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You should do fucking Lindsay Lohan.
Blowhand.
We were talking about going Lohan the other day.
Yeah, you could do that. That's a power couple right there.
She's on the down low right now.
Brown and Lohan.
We got to get up. Well, yeah, she's probably on a bender right now. She'd perfectly meet up with us.
I think I'd fit right in her world.
Have you got health insurance?
Yeah.
You do? Who gives you health insurance?
Dwindle, thank fuck.
Yeah, so you got skateboard health insurance.
Is ESPN going to cover for like his medical.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Does anybody?
ESPN will cover some shit. ESPN will definitely cover him for that.
They will.
They love the slam. The guy told me he was so happy to get it early in the week because they milked it all weekend long. He's like, oh, it's so great to get a slam early in the week.
It's so fun for those guys.
ESPN. They're a friendly bunch, aren't they? So glad Jake Brown almost died. We got to show the footage for the entire week.
Without that drama, they wouldn't have got the worldwide exposure. They should be paying Jake a huge. They should fucking triple his.
I already got 4 million hits on YouTube.
I need a jet.
Just like within 2 years.
He needs $4 million. Jake needs $4 million.
$4 million bucks. ESPN should be paying this guy out now.
Sure. Seriously. If they want another one next year, they better pay up.
Yeah. 866 Yo Faction taking phone calls. Yo, what up?
What's up?
You got a question for Jake?
Yeah, of course.
Show it.
Let's see. I just want to ask Jake if his brain's still inside his head.
Well, it never really was, yeah.
I was going to answer that for him, but I figured I'd let him do it.
It's hard to tell.
Wow. That pretty much sums up that fucking answer, doesn't it?
For real, the helmet saved him.
What is a brain,
that's
mate?
That's huge.
My wrist is numb, I can tell you that much.
Your head will be numb when those codons kick in. Oh,
hey, dude, you guys are holding out, man. Come on.
Answer the question.
I was knocked out for a couple minutes, man, but, like, seriously, I feel just as brain dead as always.
There you go.
Yeah, you feel a little brain dead. That's all right, though. Take some of those oxys. You'll be skating in no time.
That's all right.
All right, dude, thanks for calling.
Stop taking them, though. All right.
I'm going to take a bunch of phone calls. Everyone's calling. 866 Joe Faction. I'm answering all the calls. Go. Yo.
What's up?
You got a question for Jake?
Yeah, I want to ask him how big the dent was in the quarter pipe from his balls hitting.
Fuck. They had to relayer it.
Fuck, this is disgusting. Thanks, dude. Jesus fucking... Fucking balls.
He does have big balls.
Yeah, you're out of faction. Yeah, I got it. It's hilarious.
Yo, man. None of these guys that are calling in really know how wild it is standing on top of that ramp.
Exactly.
So
that
you
ramp
do.
Was outside and it was swaying back and forth in the wind. Do these guys really understand?
No, nobody really understands, but that's what I'm here to do. That's why Jake Brown's on my show. People need to realize that we are the superior being on the planet.
Props to all you guys, especially Jake. You guys are amazing.
Thanks,
you're all superstars for being out there, and Jake, you're wild for coming through the way you did.
Fuck, appreciate it. Thanks for the props.
No, later, crack. 866 Yo Faction, pumping out the phone calls. Let's go. Hello.
What up?
Turn your radio off.
All right.
Ask Jack your question.
Yeah, I want to just say what's up, Jake.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
I've been better, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah, gotcha. That was badass, dude. I just wanted to let you know. I've been through about the same, but not quite so high up.
All right.
And I know the feeling. You look down and you see the shit coming to you on a flat, and then, pow, you're fucked.
It's rough times.
But I appreciate it, and, you know, all the skaters out there love you.
Okay. Thanks,
cheers,
dude.
Mate. Cheers.
I don't want to diss that dude, but I'm pretty sure he did not fall anywhere near where
he's got a mini ramp in his backyard is what it is.
Yo, you're in a faction.
Hey, what's up, Ellis, mate?
Nothing.
Yeah, hey, I jacked up with Jake's helmet after that thing.
He what?
It's perfect.
I jacked up with his helmet.
It's perfect.
All right.
Which one? No. No, the helmet, just a little scratch.
Dude, that was sick as hell. I don't know if you guys saw it on TV when the medics are trying to ask him, he's okay. He asked if he stuck the 720. That was the coolest
thing. Yeah, I saw that.
No, he already said it. You guys, just so you guys know, he said it on the ground when they rolled him over. He was on his back and he was like, you were asking me what happened. And I was like, you fucking slammed, dude. And you're like, yeah, fucking, how many rides have I got left? I want to try 7. I was like, you did a 7. He's like, and he goes, what, did I make it? I'm like, yeah, you made it.
We're like, yeah, he's like, fucking, yeah!
On the flat, screaming, all pumped. And then he's like, what do I do on the quarter pipe? I was like, that's the bit, that's why you're down here.
He died.
That's sweet, dude. Jake, I know you probably don't remember it now after that hit, but, man, I remember you jumping off my boat in the river at the Gravity Games in Cleveland. We knew you were nuts then.
Oh, I remember that boat. Yeah, that was a good time.
Little too good a time, man. Coast Guard got me in trouble after all that, man, so we threw all that furniture in the river.
Yeah, well...
You threw furniture in the river, Jackie?
Jason's got a split personality once he has a couple of beers.
All Australians have a split personality when they start drinking.
Jekyll and Hyde.
No, I'll get a couple more phone calls out and then we'll play some. Yo, faction! Faction.
Yo, Alice.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, man. First of all, I just want to say, my job sucks, so I'm out on the East Coast, and I'm so glad you're on a little earlier now because you make my job a little easier because you're the best. Personally, you're the best on satellite radio, so I just want to thank you for switching over. So I
holding it down.
Hard. I know. I'm the Jake Brown of radio. Thank you.
You're the shit. But, yeah. Jake, dude, did anything happen to, was your helmet cracked or anything after that, or did it just stay, like...
No, it was actually pretty good. Like, I took it to all of my body. Huh?
Job burn.
Burn helmet. Yeah, indestructible.
Oh, dude, that's yeah, right. Okay. If anybody wants to sponsor Jake, you know he's going to hook you up.
I mean,
you
gotta
what the
you
fuck?
Mean, like, all the helmet sponsors.
Oh, yeah, burn. Burn helmet,
I think,
yeah, yeah.
I think one of the funniest things that I think I saw, it, I mean, not that it was funny, but you got off and they were sitting you down in the chair, and you could see on camera one of the first things you asked, you said, did I make the 7? I was laughing my ass off when you said that because it was like you were unconscious, but you were saying the whole thing all at the same time. I was like... I can't believe you just asked that, but...
No, the other thing he asked was, well, how many rides do I have left? And I was like, none, but even if you did, you're not fucking going again, dude. It's over.
I thought I had another ride to win the contest. I was like, come on, give me one more.
Bro, like, you're already in first place, dude.
Yeah, congrats on the silver, dude. Hope you feel better.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, he's a real champ.
All right. So, what are you cracking into there, champ?
Monster, mate, of course.
So you're sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
Fuck us.
How's that working out for you?
Great.
Yeah? What flavor's that?
This is a coffee one. They now make coffee Monster.
How much money are they going to pay you now?
Out the ass.
Danny, can you get him $1 million contract?
I'm working on it.
Yes?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm working on it.
Jake Brown needs $1 million.
See, my goal is to see Jake fucking with $1 million contract, dude.
Right.
Whatever we can do to get Jake fucking paid the way he should be paid, he's fucking owed for a lot of fucking back pay right now.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the tattoo after that one.
Plenty of dues, dude. So... It's time for him to get paid.
He needs to get paid, man. This guy's fucking paid his dues.
All right, we're going to play one more song, and then we'll be
back.
Thank you,
Danny.
With Jake Brown, and we can talk about how Pierre-Luc almost beat Sean White. You're on the back.